Don't Break the Ice, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, featuring the relationships Cody slash Obi-Wan Kenobi and Din slash Boba Fett, rated for general audiences, and in which no archive warnings apply. This is part 5 of the series The Sea Means Freedom. Summary. Ice skating is a common winter pastime in Mandalore, but that doesn't mean it comes easily to everyone. Obi-Wan's first winter in Mandalore was largely filled with meeting Cody's extended family, the wedding, and settling into their house. Cody wanted his second winter to be different. He wanted Obi-Wan to actually enjoy what winter in Mandalore could mean. "I'm not sure about this," Obi-Wan declared, as he stared dubiously at the ice skates in Cody's hands. Smiling gently at his rejour, Cody assured, "I'll be right there with you. We practically grow up on these in the winter. The rivers and creeks freeze over, and we use skates as transport as much as for fun. Then, when the lakes and ponds freeze, it's time for games. Don't worry, no one is going to judge you for being bad at it. Almost everyone is at first." Still looking dubious, Obi-Wan took the proffered skates. "Very well," he murmured. Mindful of the skates, Cody pulled him close and kissed him. "There will be plenty of nice warm shig when we're done," he promised. That earned a smile. "Shall we?" Obi-Wan asked, gesturing towards the door. Cody grinned. He knew it was going to be an eventful morning, one way or another. At least it hadn't snowed overnight, so the ice would be mostly clear. Obi-Wan didn't need the extra challenge. Obi-Wan glared up at Cody. "You're doing better," Cody assured. With a disgruntled huff, Obi-Wan accepted the hand up from the snowbank he'd ended up in yet again. "This is ridiculous," Obi-Wan muttered. "It shouldn't be this difficult. I should be able to stop. Or at least turn. Something." Cody smiled fondly as he helped brush the snow off his back. "It takes time, Obika," he assured. "Remember, I started skating very young. I still can't do some of the tricks my cousins can on them." Obi-Wan grimaced. "I believe I will settle for going in a straight line and then being able to stop while not landing on my ass," he admitted. Smirking, Cody teased, "But it's such a nice ass." Glaring, Obi-Wan fired back, "Well, it won't be if it's bruised from me falling on it repeatedly." Cody laughed. "There's always the pillow trick. Not that it helps much with falling in the snow as opposed to on the ice." Obi-Wan narrowed his eyes in suspicion. "Oh?" Grinning unrepentantly, Cody explained, "Some people believe in tying a pillow or two around small children that are having a hard time learning. That way, when they fall, there's something to cushion it." Squawking indignantly, Obi-Wan swatted at Cody's shoulder. "I think not, my dear," he declared. After Obi-Wan fell again, on the ice this time, Cody could sense his husband's rising frustration. Cody nodded towards one of the benches just off the pond. "Why don't we take a little break?" Nodding enthusiastically, Obi-Wan agreed. As they settled on the bench, Obi-Wan admitted, "If I ever manage to stay on my feet for more than 2 minutes, I could see the appeal. It's rather nice. Good exercise, too." Slinging an arm around his husband's shoulders, Cody replied, "It is. Don't worry so much. It just takes time. This is only your first day. If you listen to Buir, he'll tell you I fell in the exact same spot so many times during my first lesson I cracked the ice. I'm sure he's exaggerating, but he insists it's true. I only remember not being able to stop and ending up at a snowbank at the edge of the pond." Obi-Wan snickered, burying the sound in the side of Cody's neck. "Oh, darling, that's amazing," he said as he giggled. "I can just picture it. You have to have looked so pitiful, but also so adorably determined." Cody pretended to be wounded, replying in his most woeful tone, "I'm glad it amuses you." His tone just made Obi-Wan laugh harder. As they sat there, another pair arrived at the pond. "Oh," Obi-Wan murmured, "I see Rex wasn't exaggerating." Cody smiled fondly. Apparently, Din imprinted hard on Boba. It's why Bavodu Miles took Din into his clan. It was an easy way to let them stay close. They're young, but if they haven't said the Ridorok by this time next year, I'll be shocked, he admitted. Obi-Wan beamed. I'm so glad he's settled in well, he said. Away from Death Watch, I think he truly has the ability to be a good man. Cody nodded. Bwir and Bavodu agreed, he said. Otherwise, they would have found a clan for Din well away from the capital, and Boba. They tried not to make it obvious they were watching, but the pond was only so big. I'm not sure about this, Boba, Din said, shifting awkwardly, making the snow crunch underfoot. Boba cocked his head to the side. Didn't you grow up doing this? He asked. Din shook his head. My family didn't live anywhere near water that would freeze like this. Holding the skates out, Boba said, Just try, Dinica. If you don't like it, I won't ask you to do it again. Taking the skates, Din smiled shyly. Okay, I'll try. Boba smiled fondly at him. That's all I ask. Laying his head on Cody's shoulder, Obi-Wan said, They are adorable. And you're right, Ridorok within a year. Probably less. Cody turned and pressed a kiss to the top of his head. What makes you say that? He asked. Obi-Wan smiled. There's this look you Fett men get when you're in love. I didn't immediately know what it was, but after seeing it on Bly around Ayla and Jorb around Vairi, and seeing the same look on your face when you look at me, I know it well. And that is how Boba is looking at Din. Looking incredibly fond, Cody just nodded. You'd be an expert. Want to see if it will make Din feel better if he sees me failing miserably at this too? Obi-Wan asked. Cody smiled. I love you. Obi-Wan tilted his head up for a kiss. And I love you, darling. Let's go see if they're amenable to a joint lesson. Cody stood first and carefully helped Obi-Wan up. Hey, Boba, Obi-Wan is just learning too. Want to see if we have better luck together? Cody called. Boba grinned, even as Din offered a shy wave. Hey, Orvod, Boba greeted. Sounds like a good plan to me. Din ducked his head. If it's not too much trouble. With Cody's help, they arrived next to the young pair. Carefully, Obi-Wan reached out and put his hand on Din's shoulder. No trouble at all. Now, what do you say we show them what we can learn? Smiling more confidently, Din nodded. Sounds like a challenge to me. Cody grinned. Yes, this winter in Mandalore was certainly going to be an enjoyable one. The end. Podficker's note. Thank you to the author, Wandering Jedi Historian, for having blanket permission for Podfic. If you enjoyed this Podfic, please leave a comment on the Podfic post on the archive of our own. And if you enjoyed the fic, please leave a comment for Wander as well. You can find Wander's fic linked in both the Podfic summary and on the Podfic page, linked as the inspiration. Thanks for listening.